I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Today is Tuesday, March 5th. What to know about trade talks, the second HIV patient ever cured, and the death of TV star Luke Perry. Plus Mardi Gras, Google's unexpected findings, and a chance to fly for a year free. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. New details now about that new big investigation into the president and his administration. Yesterday, we talked about how the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler, who, by the way, could oversee impeachment of the president, requested a whole bunch of documents, trying to find out if President Trump abused his power and obstructed justice. Well, now we know he demanded documents from 81 agencies and people, even more than originally thought, ranging from the White House to WikiLeaks, from the FBI to the president's son, and more. The New York Times reports Nadler says he wants to find out even more than Special Counsel Robert Mueller in the Russia investigation. But the president called this latest investigation a hoax. And the White House said Democrats are after the president, not the truth. The trade war between China and the U.S. just might be over soon. The countries are reportedly even closer than before to agreeing on a trade deal. Under that potential agreement, the Wall Street Journal says both countries could lift some tariffs, and China may agree to reduce restrictions when it comes to American products like cars. The tariffs have already had an impact on the world's two largest economies. And if things continue to go well, a final agreement could be made when Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping meet at the end of this month. And speaking of deals, President Trump now says the reason he did not make a deal with North Korea last week is because of Democrats. In a tweet, Trump blamed the hearing with Michael Cohen, the Democrats scheduled, saying it may have contributed to him walking away during the summit. Of course, this all goes back to last week and a really big news day. The president was meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un for a second time, while Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, testified under oath in public and had a lot of nasty things to say about the president. Trump says it made him look weak in front of Kim Jong-un, but critics say Trump is just looking for someone else to blame. A London patient appears to be the second person ever cured of HIV. Reuters reports a British man who once tested positive for HIV has been testing negative for almost 3 years now. The treatment he received? A bone marrow transplant from a donor with an HIV-resistant genetic mutation. The patient even stopped taking medicine 18 months ago. The first patient to appear cured was an American man who underwent similar treatment in Germany in 2007. But experts told Reuters it's not realistic that these transplant treatments could be a way of curing all patients. The procedure is expensive, it's complicated, and it's risky. And exact match donors would have to be found within a really small group of people who have a particular mutation. Still, some say this is at least hope that one day AIDS will be gone for good. Celebrities and fans are sharing their memories of actor Luke Perry on social media. Perry died Monday. Variety reports he's been in the hospital since he had a massive stroke last week. Perry is best known for his role as Dylan on the 90s show Beverly Hills 90210, and he was a favorite TV dad on the CW series Riverdale. Strangely enough, reports say the day Perry went to the hospital last week, Fox announced a 6-episode revival of 90210, although Perry was not one of the cast members planning to return. Now Fox says, quote, Luke will always be part of the Fox family. He was 52. All right, some other things people may be talking about today. Mardi Gras. Thousands of people will fill the streets in New Orleans today to celebrate, but this year there's also some controversy. One group of performers is getting called out for one of its traditions. NPR says the group's African-American members and even some white members paint their faces black, and now critics are saying it's blackface and it's offensive. The group has been around for 100 years and sponsors community service projects. The Zulu Club said blackface is offensive, but that their members wearing black makeup in the parade is about traditions, and it's not the same thing. So far, it seems the group is still participating in the parade. Festivities begin even before the sun comes up. Google found something it didn't expect. The company is underpaying men. Court says Google does a study every year to see if it is underpaying women or minorities, but apparently last year the study showed some men were the ones underpaid. In the past, Google has faced criticism and has even been under investigation for not paying women as much as men. Now the company says its goal is to make sure women and men are paid the same for the same jobs. For both men and women, Google made about $9 million in adjustments to salaries for about 10,000 employees. Tesla says it's making another electric SUV called the Model Y. It'll be revealed next week. Tesla CEO Elon Musk says the Model Y will be about 10% bigger than its cheapest electric car, the Model 3. So it'll also cost about 10% more. The Model 3 is about $35,000. It's Tesla's fifth design since launching in 2003. Also of note, it looks like Tesla plans to get rid of its retail stores and sell only online to keep costs of its cars down. Southwest Airlines is now officially offering flights to Hawaii. The company has been working on it for a while, but had to wait for FAA approval, which USA Today says was delayed because of the government shutdown back in December. But now tickets are on sale from California to Hawaii, specifically between Oakland and Honolulu. Then, over the next couple of months, flights from San Jose will be added, along with more cities in Hawaii. Tickets sold as low as $49 one way, but most of those cheap fares are now sold out. The first flights take off soon, March 17th. Do you want to fly for free for a year? Well, you might get that chance if you delete all of your Instagram photos and get chosen. It's all part of the contest by JetBlue called All You Can Jet. The Verge says people who enter have to delete or at least archive their Instagram feeds, then create a new post finishing off the slogan, All You Can, fill in the blank. Apparently, three people will be chosen at random to win. You can find a link to all the details in today's show notes. And that's it for today. You are all caught up. Thank you so much for listening. And if you're new here, be sure to hit that subscribe or follow button. It's free and it makes sure you get new episodes each weekday. And if you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about today, just go to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and then look for today's date. You'll find all the story sources and links right there. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. So I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.